News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460. Talk radio, your talk radio for the North State. Not just talk radio, but it's your talk radio for the North State. Hey, our phone line's here at 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com, up in our chat room. 7:06 in the morning in September the 17th. My goodness, another month rolling past. Good morning there, Bad Bob.
And good morning.
How's the weather today?
What a difference a day makes. Isolated showers, partly sunny, high near 81, mostly clear tonight, low around 57 degrees. Sunny for your Wednesday, high back up in the mid-80s, currently 67 in Reading. This report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
We will have a great day today. It's overcast and everything. It's absolutely going to be cooler today. Got a lot of stuff to talk about today. It's going to be a kind of a man show today with happiness and some trepidation. Linda is heading to Sacramento to visit her parents, happiness so she can see her parents who are just great people. Trepidation in the sense that they are downsizing because they are going to be moving soon. So they're downsizing their house. And downsizing, as you know, means they will be giving things away. So she said, hey, can I take your truck down there? I said, you know what, honey, I'm really using the truck today. So I tried to limit her to just the Jeep Cherokee, the large Jeep Cherokee. Not knowing.
Still has a pretty good carrying capacity.
Well, you know what? I think if you put the seats down, you could probably put a half a house in there, which is kind of scary. I'm scared about this. Not scared, but I just have, what could she bring back? She knows, I mean, we are already got stuff in storage. What could she bring back?
Should have got her a Wrangler.
Hey, honey, I'm sorry, you cannot take the Jeep down there. But you can borrow Bob's Wrangler. I'll tell you what, I bet somebody else around here has got better news. Josh Wiley, our Wells Fargo advisor. Josh, good morning.
Yeah, I'll try that again.
Hey, Josh, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Well, we continue with positive markets heading into Tuesday. Currently, the Dow's up 54 points at 15,549. NASDAQ's up 13 at 3,731. And the S&P 500's up 5 at 1,703. Oil's down 78 cents at $105.81 a barrel. Well, the 30-year Treasury's yielding 3.85%. Gold's down $4.10 this morning at 1,313, while silver's down 16 pennies at $21.85 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning, IBM's down a nickel at $193.10, Qualcomm's up 58 cents at $68.68, and Google is down $5.28 at $882.70. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Josh, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo advisors on Monday through Friday, 7:10, 8:10, and 9:10, right here on KCNR. You want to know what's happened? Do you want to truly know what's happening in Wall Street and where you should be putting your investments? Give them a call. Give Josh or Susan or Kathy or Chris a call at 243-7561. 243-7561. Okay, as I was saying, and then Linda heading down there. How much stuff, Bob, can you put into a Jeep Cherokee?
The Overland model. I would say about 30, 40 cubic feet.
Wow. You can't put things in there like a piano.
Yeah, I would say.
No, but probably have to wait take the truck down there. Yeah. Hey, by the way, I'd like to give a huge shout out to Reading Crack Master Windshield Repair. We had the second crack in that windshield in a year. A little rock hit it on the right-hand side, and it didn't take it very long at all to go straight across and are halfway across. And Jeff took a look at it, and he has strengthened it and brought it right in because he knew Linda was having to take a trip. And the just worked his magic on it. Jeff, Crackmaster, windshield repair. Thanks a lot, Jeff. We're going to take a break here. Carl Lindebot, KCNR 1460. We get back the there's a number of things that are happening here. You know, we're going to go from national down to local. Today, Monster Trucks and also Assemblyman Brian Daly will be giving us a call. But we'll be right back after these messages. Carl Lindebot, KCNR 1460.
You know you make me wanna shout, kick my heels up and shout, throw my hands up and shout, throw my head back and shout, come on now.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio, right here on KCNR 1460 AM. And visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
He lived in San Francisco and towed his boat to Shasta Lake for a week of vacation. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, the truck has a hard pull to the left. The dealer inspected it six times but could not correct the problem. He told me, while at the campground, a fellow camper mentioned Coachmaster. He thought, what would a body shop in Reading know that isn't known in San Francisco? Well, I decided to find out. Can you fix my truck? He asked. I told him I have seen this problem and corrected it several times before. The manufacturer made one steering part non-adjustable. It is heavy duty and probably the idea was to be set for life. We have developed a procedure that solves this problem by correcting the angles to achieve an ideal alignment. He left the truck for the day. At the end of the day, I asked him to test drive the truck. He came back into the office with a big smile on his face, as I knew he would. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Reading, California.
It's going to be a damn good celebration, and you're all invited. 75 years ago, thousands of hard-working men and women traveled to Shasta County to be a part of building the second largest dam in the country. Join us as we honor and celebrate these dam builders and their families who forever changed California and the way we live today. They came to build a dam and stayed to build a community. You won't want to miss the fun September 14th through the 21st as the whole community comes together to commemorate Shasta Dam's 75 years. The week-long party will include a fun run up the dam, night tours with a special film showing in the auditorium, the Shasta Lakes Lion Club Show and Shine, monolith tours at the Turtle Bay Exploration Park, a human number 75 on the dam aerial photo will be taken, barbecues with live music, the dam workers reunion luncheon, and so much more. There is something for the whole family. You will want to get all the details at our website, ShastaDam75.org, or give us a call at 276-2037. Happy anniversary, Shasta Dam.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Lindebot. Linda, of course, is on her way to Sacramento. Her parents are downsizing. What could possibly happen? What could be the possible wrong with that? Last night we went out to the, on Whiskeytown. Bad Bob, you're there. Why don't you tell us what happens out there?
Well, typically, what goes on is that these are the Moonlight Kayak Tours and they take place throughout the summer. This is the last round of them. And what we generally are able to do is that both regular folks and those with special needs are given very special tours of the very picturesque and beautiful Whiskeytown area. There's looks at what's going on with the various wildlife and just appreciating the scenery during the sunset, and Whiskeytown arguably being one of the most beautiful lakes in the region.
It was. I love sitting in a in water for 2 hours. You take the kayaks out. It's a great time. It was beautiful last night. Of course, the moon was a little bit overcast. And, you know what? The thing about it is that it's free. It's free. And Coast Guard goes out there. They put two boats out there, the auxiliary.
Yeah, the auxiliary goes out.
And so
out.
You're being protected that yeah. way. I mean, you've got, and the guy tells stories about what happens and, you know, what made Whiskey Town almost 50 years old now, the dam and all this. But
big
it was a great time.
Up,
but yeah. we'd really like to thank, Bonnie and Doug McConnell for putting it together and bringing the RV out there so we could all sit out there and, sip adult beverages before we left. Rick and Pam Hill.
That.
Yeah, Rick and Pam Hill and Rick and Lori Goyen. Great time last night. Okay. You know, I just have to love this. This is Reading Beer Week is going to be starting tomorrow. Right, ladies?
It is.
Yeah.
Well, not tomorrow, but
next
the
25th.
Week. Yeah.
25th. Oh, I'm sorry, the 25th.
Yeah. This week is Radical Reels.
Radical Reels?
Yes.
Okay, who have I got here? Jessica? I said, here, what's your name? She writes down a Viking name. This is a Viking name that you would hear. The last thing you hear before some guy with horns on his head comes screaming through your house with a big sword.
It is Swedish, yes. Tegerstrand.
Tegerstrand, see? Uh-huh. Is that your name?
It is.
Or is that your...
That's my husband's name.
That's your husband's yeah. name. But yours is probably longer, right? It's, you know,
it,
you
No,
were,
mine was Bigby. It was nice and short. I okay. miss it a little bit.
Tegerstrand. And how about
and
you?
And I'm Brandy Green.
Brandy Green, of course.
Nice and short.
Brandy, yeah, you know, thank God for you, Brandy.
Much easier.
Yeah. Okay, next week, girls, ladies.
Yes, next week, Reading Beer Week, second annual. Mm-hmm.
They're still sobering up from the first beer week, right? How's this? Why do we need a beer week?
Why don't we?
There you go.
Exactly.
Hey,
good answer.
Okay, I just want to know is how many people are coming? You got different, sponsors. Look at all these sponsors.
Yeah, so it starts out next Wednesday with the opening ceremonies at the Civic, and that event's about 600-ish people. Mm-hmm. It's pretty fantastic. 20 breweries come, unlimited tastings included in the price of the ticket.
We have gourmet food stations, and Brandy is putting on our first Brewniversity.
Yes, we're going to teach you about beer. Not only will you taste it, but you will learn. You will like it.
Mm-hmm. I learned after 4, I have to go to the bathroom. So that was no matter what I drink.
It's a good lesson.
It's a good lesson. It's good to know. It's good exactly. to know to check what el baño is. Donde el baño? Okay. Sorry. I digress. All right. So that's next Wednesday. It's going to be a huge opening with, unlimited tastings.
Yeah. 20 local breweries. So the breweries range from Northern California. So
Eugene.
Yeah. Eugene. All the way up to Eugene. Like, so from the Bay all the way to Eugene, all local breweries, all breweries you love and, you know, super local breweries right here in Reading. And they'll all have free tastings of stuff that you normally get in the grocery store or at the liquor store, but also, you know, special stuff that the brewer brings along and wants to share. So,
okay. So who are some of the food booths going to be?
Well, and it's actually just one caterer, which is
right.
Premier.
Sean yeah.
Gaffner. He's doing just a bunch of different stations of different gourmet foods.
How do you get into a beer week?
You buy the tickets.
But who brings,
Catalyst Reading Young
Professionals. Of course.
Yep. We are Catalyst.
It was Crystal who came in here the other day, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Crystal doesn't get up before 7 though.
Right. Well, and I think you had, I think you had Rachel Hatch in here a couple weeks ago for TEDx too.
Yeah. Oh yeah. We have you all.
We're
all
just nonstop.
Nonstop. Putting on things in events. Well, at least you have one that has some, you know, appeal to everybody. Everybody. Who can't like a good private beer from the Nikasi Brewing
yes.
Company?
Yes. Yeah, so after Reading Beer Week on Wednesday, which tickets are still available, $35 per ticket, or you can purchase a reserve table for $300, seating you and 7 of your dearest friends.
That's for the Wednesday opening ceremony?
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. And then...
You get a commemorative pint glass with our awesome beer logo that Matt Briner designed.
Ooh.
And then that's I think it's one of the first places you get a passport.
Oh, no. You don't get a t-shirt though.
You don't. There will be t-shirts available this year.
But you can buy t-shirts.
Which are amazing.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to take a quick break here. We're learning about Beer Week. Reading Beer Week. Wednesday through Sunday, September 25th to the 29th. We'll be right back.
We didn't get caught. And we spent what a little bit of money. Go get your girl, go make a dream.
If you're looking for a new home, North Valley Bank wants you to know that we're here to make your home buying process a simple one. We've got a variety of mortgage products to help you. In addition to conventional loans, we have qualified programs available that may allow up to 100% financing. We offer VA, FHA, USDA, and Home Path mortgage loans, and even programs for special properties that might not qualify for traditional financing. And now through September 30th, we're waiving the credit report fee on all pre-qualified home loan applications. To learn more, call or stop by your local North Valley branch or home loan center today. Or visit us online at novb.com. We have lots of ways to simplify your home buying process. So make us your first choice when buying that new home. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Jeff Granberry from Reading Electric Utility. REU strives to offer a variety of assistance programs to our eligible customers. Are you aware of the many programs that REU offers to help our lower income customers? Programs such as REU's Lifeline Rate Discount Program, which helps income qualified seniors or households with a disabled family member living in the home. Also, REU's new Lifeline Plus Program for extremely low income customers who qualify for assistance. Or the CARES program, which provides a one-time emergency financial assistance to help income-qualified REU customers. Another valuable program funded through customer donations is the REU Share program, or simply helping another receive energy. This program is designed to assist fixed-income seniors pay their energy bills. Please contact REU to see if you or a family member qualifies for any of our assistance programs. For more information, call REU at 339-7200 or visit us at reupower.com. Reading Electric Utility, REU, we're here for you.
This is Ted Leidy, senior instructor at NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. With the recent increase in firearms purchases, now may be the time to schedule an in-home firearm safety consultation. We can recommend storage, advise of transportation laws, and even schedule a day of safety training for the entire family at the range. Contact NorCal Firearms Instruction today at 999-1822 for NRA-certified, nationally credentialed instruction, or visit us on the web at norcalified.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Experience history. Reading Rancheria Stillwater Powwow 2013, October 4th through 6th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Experience dancers, drummers, and the history of our land. Proudly sponsored by Reading Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino. Reading Rancheria Stillwater Powwow 2013, October 4th through 6th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. For more information, call 225-8979.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda by. Linda is down heading towards Sacramento to fill up the car with stuff her parents are going to give her, which is what we need. Our phone line's here, 605-4567. It's 724 in the morning, 68 degrees out there. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. How appropriate. 2143 Hilltop Drive. They will meet or beat any tobacco prices in town. Have the finest walk-in humidor in the state for those great cigars. And, of course, Espresso Joe's with outstanding coffee. The baristas there are so knowledgeable and so friendly. They will help you with anything there. Veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. I'm here with Jessica and Brandy. We're talking about the radio media talking points for the Reading Beer Week 2013, Wednesday through Sunday, September 25th through the 28th. Okay, we have only got like 4 minutes left. This was going to be like a five-minute speech or a five-minute thing here, but it's going on and on. Okay, other Reading Beer Week events.
We have about 30.
Yeah, these look really cool.
Yeah, that's just a sampling, but there's 30 between Wednesday and Sunday, and they're pretty spectacular. Last year they were great, but this year all of the different establishments are really stepping it up a notch, which is awesome.
And locally, yeah. I think one of the biggest things going on locally, Wildcard is doing, you know, part of their grand opening is they're doing a cornhole tournament at their new brewery, and that's huge. I mean, cornhole tournaments are great fun, but at the new brewery, that's, you are dying right now, aren't you?
What did we do now?
Cornhole is an outdoor lawn game where you throw a bean bag into a target with a hole in the middle of it.
Oh, okay. No, I just had never heard of that before.
Okay. They're dying of laughter.
They are. They are.
Quietly.
Beards and blues.
Yeah. Beards, and beards competition. Are you going to grow yours out?
Can you have one already, or do you have to start right now?
Well, I would start right now if I were you.
Right. Get some glitter.
I've been growing mine for a week now.
I'd have to stop taking my hormones. Okay, Pints for a Cause. That's the support, the Luis Miramontes Memorial Foundation. Sounds great.
Yep, it's paired with, they're doing their golf tournament that same weekend, and then they're going to do a Pints for a Cause event at C.R. Gibbs.
Now, the golf tournament's not at the Lake Reading Golf Course, is it? Or is it?
They're having theirs.
Okay.
Which we're volunteering for.
And, but there's also a golf tournament at Lake Reading Golf Course.
There is. Yes.
One of my favorite little courses.
Nine
different brewers.
Nine holes. So you
gotta have a beer on each hole, right?
A different tasting at each hole.
I'm loving this. Okay, who are our sponsors here?
We've got three breweries, which is Ninkasi, Sierra Nevada, and Lost Coast. We've got two distributors, which is Local Guys, Foothill Distributing, and Reading Distributing.
Big shout outs to those guys. They support
Absolutely.
A lot of community events.
They really,
really a big shout outs to those guys.
Mm-hmm. And then we also have C.R. Gibbs.
Yeah. Well, C.R. Yeah. Gibbs supports a lot of these things.
They really do.
Yeah, it does. Okay. Well, what is the, okay, now, who do they contact to get tickets and to talk about this?
Well, most of the events are free. You can just show up to the different places, go onto our website, figure out where everything's at, where you want to be that evening, and you just show up. The opener and the closer are ticketed.
Okay.
So the opener is $35 or high roll with a $300 table for eight people. And then our closing is $5. And that's where you get a passport, and the passport's kind of like your little guide for the week. It shows you all the fun stuff that's going on.
Mm-hmm.
You can go to the different places if you get five stamps. You get a stamp at each place.
Mm-hmm.
You turn that in, and we've got some amazing raffles and prizes at the closing ceremonies.
Great. Closing ceremonies are going to be
on Sunday at the Paul Bunyan Forest Camp.
That's where the concert goes.
Right. Yeah. So it's a concert. There will be Sierra Gibbs is doing the catering.
So what's the name of the band playing in the concert?
The Dead Winter Carpenters. They're out of North Lake Tahoe, and they're supposed to be fantastic. So only $5 for an outdoor concert here in mm-hmm. Reading. That's awesome.
Pretty good.
That's right. And out there probably, is there going to be like things laying around like food and all those kind
of
stuff?
Lots of food, lots of beer. There will be more lawn games. I won't name them. But yeah, there will be a lot going on there. So, and I think we've actually got RJ the DJ for the first part of the evening and then the Dead Winter Carpenters for the second part of the evening. So it'll be a long, a great long show. Well, worth way more money than what we're asking.
Oh,
so.
This is cheap at any price.
Yes.
Okay, looks like a good time.
Yeah.
Ladies.
Yes.
And the Catalyst Club does so many good things.
Right.
You always used to put this money into good causes. Where's it going to go? Or is there anything specific or?
Besides the, Luis Miramontes Memorial event, this one is just a break-even event. We don't make any money on it.
You just want to have something to, have people, give something for people to do and all this.
Right.
It sounds like a great time.
Yeah.
Are you going to be checking IDs at the
board? Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Bad Bob, you're out of luck. Okay. So, okay, this sounds like a great thing. This is Reading Beer Week 2013, Wednesday through Sunday, September 25th to 29th. For info, you look on their website, readingbeerweek.com, Facebook, Reading Beer Week, Twitter, Reading Beer Week.
We keep it easy.
Mm-hmm.
You
email, readingbeerweek @gmail.com.
We need to give you less information next time, I think.
Beer.
On your piece of paper.
I always think I really need, but you have 20 local brewers with unlimited tastings for the, and for the opening ceremonies at Civic Auditorium. Mm-hmm. Sound like a great time. Next Wednesday, the 25th.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Join us.
Last thoughts there, ladies.
The events range from things that are really swanky to just basic run in and get a pint. So if you have any taste for beer or you want to try out beer, run in. There's three tasting dinners down to just like IPA fests. Lots of fun stuff going on.
Sounds like it. Okay, Jennifer and Brandy. Jessica and Brandy, thank you so much. Reading Beer Week Wednesday through Sunday next week, September 25th to the 29th. We'll be right back after the news with Monster Trucks.
From the Fox Business Network, Microsoft's board of directors has approved a new $40 billion share buyback plan. The software giant also declared a quarterly dividend of 28 cents per share. That's a 5-cent or 22% increase over the previous quarter's dividend. Meanwhile, consumer prices barely rose last month as the cost of energy fell. August consumer prices increased by just 0.1%. The estimate was for a rise of 0.2%. Take out the volatile food and energy component and core CPI was also up 0.1%. That matched the estimate as rents and medical care accounted for most of the increase. And China will become Starbucks' second biggest market by the end of the year. The coffee giant says it will open its 1,000th store in China this year, replacing Canada at the number two spot. Starbucks has 12,000 stores in the U.S. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
Hi, this is John Greenhut from Power Swabs, and summer fun is still here. So make sure you impress everyone with a big white smile. Power Swabs are clinically proven to whiten teeth on average 2 shades in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 1 week. If you have 5 minutes, you can have stain-free, beautiful teeth. Try them risk-free by calling 1-800-663-6188. That's 1-800-663-6188. 1-800-663-6188.
For 16 years, Red Bluff has been ground zero for the biggest and best monster truck event of the region. And this October 4th, 5th, and 6th is no different. As Budweiser, Pepsi, Napa Auto Parts, Taco Bell, and Les Schwab Tires at the Crowley Motors 16th Annual West Coast Monster Truck National. The Patriot, Wrong Way Red, King Crunch, M2D Thunder, Captain USA, and more will all come to take on Bigfoot once again. Also, those crazy quad warriors are back. Local tough trucks will be competing for $3,000 in cash in the Hill Enterprises Tough Truck Challenge. Friday night, all kids 12 and under get a free toy monster truck thanks to Lassen Medical. So get your discount tickets now at Napa Auto Parts Store, Bud's Jolly Car, Carmona's Appliances, Hall Brooks Clearance Center. Charge by phone by calling the chamber office at 527-6220 or go online to rbmonsters.com. October 4th, 5th, and 6th, it's the Crowley Motors West Coast Monster Truck National. Go to rbmonsters.com.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Everyone here at Bastiani Arms wants you to know that we're proud to be your local gun shop. There's a special feeling running a small shop. It gives us a chance to spend more time with you, getting to know your needs, your shooting habits, helping us become the best shop we can for you. It also allows us to order just what we need. Keeping our overhead down means keeping our prices down, tailoring everything in the store for you, the customer. We'd like to remind you, it's never too early to learn gun safety, so bring the family down because we'd love to meet them. Bastiani Arms, Larkspur Lane, 222-8222. Join the revolution.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us, 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Devont, good morning. How are you? What a great day this is. 735, 68 degrees, bad Bob. This sounds like this, I've never gotten involved with the beer festival before.
Mm.
Sounds like a great time.
They've had a couple of different beer festival events. I think Viva Downtown put on one down in the down by the Cascade for some years. It was very, very, very successful. This sounds like they're taking it up a notch in terms of
Yeah, you think?
Yeah. I'm impressed with Catalyst Reading. I mean, these are some movers and shakers. Anybody who thinks there's nothing.
Yeah. Young people. And, I mean, they're on the go here.
Yeah.
Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Holiday Harbor. You know, being out on the water last night like we were just kind of drives it home. What a great time it is. And this time of the year, you're not burning up out there and you can just have, in fact, as we were out there, we went by a patio boat and I was just thinking about Holiday Harbor with, you know, their staycation on the lake with houseboats, ski boats, jet skis, patio boats, a package deal that'll fit any budget. Go out and have some fun. Go out there this weekend and, you know, the price of gas again going up. So you just drive on out there, get your houseboat, spend the weekend, have a great time, let them clean it up and everything. Holiday Harbor Resort and Marina, 238-2383 or lakeshasta.com is their website. Okay. The Ducky Derby is coming fast.
Yes.
If you've never seen, how many ducks do they drop there? 1,000?
Actually, it's around 20,000, 30,000, maybe 40,000. It's a bunch.
40,000 ducks.
Okay, those overseas shipping containers that fit on the back of a semi. It's one of those full, and it has a dump base on it, and they just upend. When I was a reporter, I sat on a boat and watched the rain of ducks come down. It was amazing.
Yeah, it is. And, they're having their 24th annual, Ducky Derby, at 1 o'clock on Sunday, September the 29th. Supporting the work of the Rotary and the Foundation Against Substance Abuse. So if you call Duck Central at 225-8583 to get your ducks, because you can win things out of this. You know, for the duck that wins gets huge things. Art in the Park also, and Rats to Riches, cars and mods there that weekend.
And if you're into that sort of thing, the salmon are starting their run, and there you can go view the salmon at the viewing plaza, and that's always kind of interesting.
Hey, tonight at the dam. You remember, this is the 75th anniversary of the dam, of the Shasta Dams. A damn good celebration's going on. Now, Linda and I'll be there for sure Saturday from 5 to 8. They're having a barbecue, guest speakers, live entertainment, a lighted boat parade, all out there Saturday. But tonight and today, they're having night tours of Shasta Dam. They're free. And now they don't give these very often, but they're from 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. There's night tours of Shasta Dam, and, you need reservations though. And if you've never been to Shasta Dam for a tour, but a night tour has got to be better. 276-2037. They can only take 40 people per tour. So night tours of the dam, 6 p.m. and 7:30. It's free, but you have to have a reservation, 276-2037. Having a show and shine tomorrow, and of course, another night tour of the dam tomorrow night. But there's only two nights this week they're giving them. Tonight at 6 p.m. and 7:30. Give them a call at 276-2037 because they need to know how many. They can only take 40 at a time. That shooting in D.C., I believe it was 12 people killed. The guy was a contractor that had a pass to get on. He was a Navy reservist. He's been in, you know, of course everybody said, oh, he's such a nice guy. But he had two incidents of shooting a weapon. One shooting the tires out in a car back in Washington State. And the other one firing his pistol in D.C. area. Now D.C. has got the strictest gun laws practically of any place in the nation. And just an example is, if you are driving through Washington, D.C., and you have your weapons, let's just say you're driving through, you're moving from point A to point B, and you happen to drive through Washington, D.C., and they're carted up, or they're boxed up in the back of your car, unloaded, and they pull you over for some reason, and they see those, you can be arrested and fined. They can take your weapons. Oh, yeah. That's just one of their laws. You've got, you know, of course you've got, oh, it's just like ours, except maybe even worse. But we're getting to there. They've got a ban on any type of assault weapons, certain models of semi-automatic rifles, which we're trying to ban here in California, ban them all. all large, you know, any magazine that's larger than 10 rounds, selling a gun to anyone who is, well, you know, believed to be not of sound mind. It's illegal. That could be a point. You must purchase a firearm from a registered dealer. Okay. You have to register. Any previously owned firearm must be registered in the district. Firearms must be re-registered every 3 years. It must bring a complete background check or an online firearm safety course and pass a test about D.C.'s gun laws. Pass vision requirements. Carrying a concealed weapon in D.C. is illegal. Carrying a weapon openly is illegal. You'll be arrested and your firearm confiscated if you stop in D.C. for any reason with a firearm from out of state. Transporting any loaded gun in a vehicle in D.C. is illegal. Now, the other thing is it's illegal to have weapons on federal property like that. This was in the D.C. Navy Yard. I've been there before several times. And this guy came in there and armed with a long rifle and a shotgun and a pistol. He took off one of the guards, I guess. I believe he shot the guard. And this tragedy, again, in a place that had all the laws in the world so that he shouldn't do this. He shouldn't do it. It was illegal for him to be carrying those weapons, those type of weapons, to have them loaded, even to possess those. It was illegal. Okay, do you get what I'm saying? It was illegal for him to do that. Did he do it? Yes. Why? Because he didn't obey the laws and went there to he went in and started shooting people like fish in a barrel. Because the armed guards at the Navy Yard, and trust me, there are armed guards at the Navy Yard, and the police could not get there soon enough. He broke the law. The law said you cannot have this. He broke the law because he didn't care about the law. He did not care about the law. And that, my friends, is the pivotal point of this whole argument. Criminals don't care about the laws. They will take your weapons. They will take your ammo. They will make it so hard for you to have a weapon that the Second Amendment will mean nothing. Criminals don't care, though. They will have the weapons. We'll be right back.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Pulse Urgent Care welcomes back Dr. Richard Musselman, joining Dr. Clayton Reinhart, Dr. Seeger Beatty, and family nurse practitioner Deborah Wright in Pulse's newly expanded facility. Pulse doctors are available to serve you for any urgent care needs 7 days a week from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. Flu shots are now available. Pulse Urgent Care is on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart. Call 722-1111 or visit pulseurgentcare.com. Medicare and private insurances are accepted. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
Growing local, Healthy Shasta and the First United Methodist Church invite the community to a free film screening of Participant Media's highly acclaimed documentary, A Place at the Table, on Saturday, September 21st at 6 p.m. at the First United Methodist Church, 1825 East Street in downtown Reading. This gripping documentary will raise awareness about the growing issues of hunger and poverty in America. Following will be a short discussion of local hunger issues. For more information, call 355-9683.
With back to school right around the corner, it's about to get busy. Real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait till school starts to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market.
Hey, football fans, Nate Abarea here. It's that time of the year. The helmets are strapped, the lights are on, and high school football is back on your radio. We'll be bringing you local gridiron action all season long with live game broadcasts from all around the North State. It's Friday Night Football right here on KCNR 1460, the pulse of Shasta County and Redding's new home for high school football.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl, Linda, Bot. Linda's on her way to Sacramento. Her parents are downsizing, which means we are upsizing. I said, hon,
you need a place for your stuff.
In the you know words what? I George just, Carlin. I'm calling. I just call the storage company. Said, give me another storage area there because one's not going to be enough. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Estate Granite. Mike and Nicole Huber. What can I say except outstanding forever furniture. That's right. Granite kitchens, bathroom makeovers, forever furniture, and the ultimate lucky smoker. Mike, if he can think it, he can build it. If he can design it, he can build it. And he does great. He's a true artisan when it comes to granite. Give him a call. 241-7866. 241-7866. Mike Huber, Estate Granite and More. We've used his services, on several occasions and have never been dissatisfied. Never once has it been nothing but outstanding.
Guy's a craftsman.
He is.
In the old sense of the word, smokers,
even the barbecues he builds is a work of art. Okay, thank you to the Reading citizens that showed up yesterday at the RABA, meeting, and Bob Dunlap and Rob Burrows. Bob, of course, is our Shasta County Veterans Service Officer. Rob Burrows, who has the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, but also has, the Welcome Home Veterans, organization. We're down there. The thing yesterday we talked about is that Robbo was saying is that we may do away with the veterans discount. And I told people to call Francie Sullivan yesterday. Well, Francie also was part of the charge that says we need to keep the discounted bus passes for veterans. Things are tough out there. And it appears that the city council is behind this, that the RABA people are behind it. This is not, RABA is already being supported a lot. It's the subsidies that go to it. We're talking about the veterans. Veterans who ride the buses are ones that obviously need public transportation. It's difficult to ride the buses in this town if you're going to a specific place. We were trying to figure out if we could actually get from our house down to the station. And of course, if we could walk faster than the station, it would be taking buses. But they constantly are improving and trying to improve, making the runs out the airport and these. And then with the REU building going up out there, they're going to have to do something specific to really help the people with that. But to help the veterans, I applaud Robert. They said they're going to take a look at it and see how they can do it. Like I said, the city council is behind it. Thanks a lot to Bob Dunlap, Rob Burrows, and for all the people that wrote to me yesterday or 2 days ago tell people to get out there. Thanks a lot, citizens, for showing up and for helping your fellow citizens. The Shasta County is again considering a ban on growing marijuana in the unincorporated areas. The reason behind that is not so people can't have their medical marijuana, which they need. It's because criminals, again, the word criminals. Criminals are ones who disobey laws because if it works for them. you're a criminal if you disobey a law, take advantage of, you know, of other people doing the right thing, and you do it for monetary or personal or sexual gratification. All right? So these criminals that are out there are growing marijuana where they shouldn't be. They're using, fertilizers and pesticides that are illegal, but they don't care why because they're criminals. They're illegal in the United States. They are clearing land they shouldn't be. They're knocking tops off of mountains. They are polluting the water. They're putting dogs and people with guns out there to guard their illegal crops. And it's a problem. Not the people that are growing their 6 or 12 plants for their own use. So Shasta County is again considering a ban on growing marijuana outdoors in unincorporated land. Well, okay. Why can't they grow it where they're, you know, where they've got a license and they've got a place there and it's not running wild out there. And, you know, people that go out there and say, oh, hey, look, you're just making it hard on these people. They have not flown over this area. They have not talked to the supervisors that are out there in Trinity County. This is Shasta County, but talk to people that are out there in the middle of a war zone because of marijuana growing. Hey, hooray, supervisors, put some laws and just put some restrictions on it. If you want people to be able to grow in a, give them a license to put in a specific area and grow it. But wild grows out there, wrong. Also, they're going to vote today on a $700,000 raise to the Shasta Deputies Association. That starts, I think, at 9 o'clock on Tuesdays is the Shasta County Board of Supervisors. They do it during the day where it's a little bit harder for people to get there instead of in the evening, like the city council, which I think is a great idea. Anyway, we are going to take a break now. And when we come back, we're going to talk about the governor, felons, criminals. And no, I'm not talking about the legislature. We're talking about the 3-year delay on releasing inmates. 8 o'clock, Assemblyman Brian Daly will be joining us. We'll talk about what's going on in that crazy place. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Dr. Todd Royce, your downtown Reading chiropractor. Join me every second Saturday at 10 a.m. for Positively Healthy Radio. We discuss almost any health topic you can think of from a different point of view than a pill for every ill and a potion for every emotion. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Would you like to have more energy? Would you like to avoid the headaches, sicknesses, infections, and diseases that so many are seeming to get? We talk about all those topics and more every second Saturday. Join us at 10 a.m. on 1460 KCNR.
Love your legs again. You don't have to live with varicose veins. MD Imaging encourages you to take a new look at the different options available to help you love your legs again. Our non-surgical solutions eliminate varicose veins with no hospital stay, little scarring, and no lengthy recovery. Our vein specialists offer the latest treatments that provide many benefits over what you may have heard about vein treatments in the past. And MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialist to find out about your options. Love your legs again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945, the North State's only comprehensive vein center, MD Imaging.
Hey, Mom, thanks for breakfast.
Yeah, honey, my cholesterol thanks you. Hey, do you need help here with the dishes? Because the game's on it.
No, you go ahead. You know me, I live for cleaning the kitchen, especially after cooking 2 pounds of bacon.
I would have made it help.
Honey, did you say something?
No, I'm good. It's me down here, you're draining.
Okay.
I noticed you're about to dump all that bacon grease down into me, and I thought you should know that...
That I'm going crazy because my sink is talking to me?
Well, technically I'm your drain, and yeah, it's a little crazy, but drains have feelings too, you know. That's why, as tempting as it is, dumping kitchen grease down into me can clog me.
Good to know.
Yeah, one more thing. My cousin Toilet wants to remind you to quit tossing your baby wipes or dusty wipes down him. It can severely clog our sanitary sewers.
It's true. Improper disposal of household items can severely clog our sanitary sewers. If you have questions on the disposal of certain items, call 224-6068. This message has been funded by the Wastewater Division of Reading Municipal Utilities.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot, 68 degrees out there. 7:55 in the morning, sports and show brought to you by Orchard Nutrition. Our friends down there, hey, their deli is just outstanding, and they have the largest selection of natural foods and supplements in Reading. Their professionals down there will help you with all your choices and will give you the correct answer. The North State's nutrition experts down at Orchard Nutrition at 221 Locust Street there in the mall. Give them a call, 244-9141. Help me out here, Bad Bob. Cypress Square Mall. They're right behind the Cypress Square Mall. They're in that general
Cypress
area.
Cypress Square Shopping,
yeah, shopping Center.
Yes.
Right in there at 221 Locust Street, 244-9141. You know, they have classes there, too, that they're teaching on health and diet.
Mm.
And this, yeah, it's started up there. It's a great idea. And they're going to be, they've got a gluten-free, they got a gluten-free project going, which is great.
Lots we'll talk of great about businesses.
Yeah, we're going to talk more about that, in the upcoming week. The, people that were here earlier on the Brewfest.
Beer.
Also, the Catalyst people are having this Banff Mountain Film Festival Radical Reels Tour at the Cascade Theater. It's going to be, you know, Thursday, 2 days from now. But this is the Radical Reels. This is where the people are doing some really radical X, you know, pushing the envelope out there, like base jumping in a squirrel suit with no parachute. You know, it's kind of like, you know, it's got the attached arms, you know, and so it's kind of like the flying squirrel type thing. I'm giving away two tickets to the Radical Reels tour. You know what? This could be a great thing. It's going to be Thursday night at 7 p.m. And, this is a totally, open seating there. The Radical Reels tour. I've got two tickets. 605-4567.
Hey, Rocky!
Yeah, you know, can you be buried in a squirrel suit? Isn't that kind of like,
now for something you'll really enjoy.
Rocky. No, they've got all types of things, but it's going to be a great film festival. And I've got, like I said, two tickets, 605-4567. Don't hurt yourself getting to the phone right now. There we go. Thank you. This is good. You know what? I'd like to get some feedback on this. I can't do it Thursday, you know, Linda show and all that, but okay. The governor's asking for 3-year delay on releasing inmates. If that is not given to him by the justices, he says he's going to use $315 million to push them into, put them in private prisons and in, jails like Shasta County, except we don't have any room. But if there are places with openings, he'll put them in there. He doesn't want to release the prisoners. He'll just move them out of the out of the state system. Well, you know what? Thank you. If that's true, thank you. If the judges let you do that, the only thing they're looking for is to get them out of an area because of the crowding and their medical care, and they've built all the medical facilities in the world. You wish you had as good medical care as they get. Hey, I'd like to do a shout-out. Thank you, Joe, for Constitution Day is today. Thank you very much. And Joe also said, since something we were talking about, that terrible shooting back in the Navy Yard, is that the shooter, it appears, was in the building and he shot one of the guards is where he got the AR type rifle and pistol. So he came in, this initial reports are saying, with a shotgun and then took the assault or the automatic or the semi-automatic rifle off of the guard. We'll have to check on that one too. Thanks, Joe. Wow. Quick morning. 8 o'clock. We have the news, of course. And then Assemblyman Brian Daly. I've got so many questions. You have questions for Brian Daly, start putting them in the chat room or give us a call. And he's great at answering them.
And we do have a second set of tickets. I wasn't able to get to the other phone call in time. But
okay.
I want to thank Deanna for calling in.
Yes, Deanna. Yeah, you know what? I've got two more tickets. So wait till after the news and call in. And, you can get another set of tickets, Elise. This sounds like a lot of fun. We'll be right back. Carl and the Bot, KCNR 1460. Hey, this is your community talk radio station.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony, honoring the massacred. Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel has just laid a wreath for the 12 Washington shooting victims at the U.S. Navy Memorial, as investigators still try to figure out why the dead gunman went on his shooting spree. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern live at the Navy Yard.
The FBI continues learning all they can about the deceased shooting suspect, 34-year-old Aaron Alexis, a civilian contractor here. The Associated Press reporting Alexis was hearing voices and being treated for mental disorders, but the former Navy reservist did not raise alarm bells from coworkers or friends. Defense officials tell Fox Alexis was discharged honorably from the service in 2011, despite a military record that included insubordination and unauthorized leave. A criminal record shows arrest for disorderly conduct and discharging firearm, Dave.
Jared, hundreds remain unaccounted for in Colorado. Some still need rescue, and there's fear of more flooding.
The National Weather Service is warning people in a place called Julesburg that record-setting flood levels are possible. The water's moving downstream, and it's filling up the South Platte River very quickly. Officials in Logan County have issued new evacuation orders to people in a town called Crook, right on the banks of that river. It's about a 2.5-hour drive from here where I am in Boulder, which got 17 inches of rain from the storm system that caused problems here. Right now I'm heading out with a FEMA urban search and rescue team. They're going to a place called Left Hand Canyon to search for possible flood victims. Still, hundreds of people remain unaccounted for as floodwaters washed away roads and left people stranded in mountain towns here. In Boulder County, Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News Radio.
About 1 in 7 Americans lived in poverty last year, and that is about the same as in 2011. And the Census Bureau says it's the 6th year in a row that the poverty rate failed to go down. Median household income was also unchanged, about $51,000. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 38 points. This is Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
Wade is fishing on a lake and just realized his car insurance bill is due. Should he A, water ski behind a pair of rainbow trout to the nearest post office, or B, pay his bill from Geico's mobile app? The correct answer is B. Paying your bill on Geico's mobile app takes only seconds. A pair of rainbow trout couldn't tow a full-grown man for more than a couple yards. The Geico mobile app is fast, free, and easier to navigate than a couple of fish.
Geico. Wherever, whenever. Just a click away with our free mobile app.
Gear up for fall and save big at John Deere. Get 0% financing for 60 months on new compact and select 5D and 5E open station tractors. Plus, get $750 off new 3E tractors when you buy two implements. Gear up and save today. Offer ends October 31st, 2013. Subject to approved credit on John Deere financial installment plan. Some restrictions apply. See your participating dealer for details.
Visit one of Floyd A. Boyd Company's 5 locations. Online at FloydAVoy.com or find us at MyJohnDeereDealer.com.
There is a search in Georgia for a 14-year-old girl kidnapped at her home early this morning. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown details what happened live.
Dave, police in Clayton County, Georgia, outside Atlanta, have issued a Levi's call, the Georgia equivalent of an Amber Alert, for Avani Hope Perez, whose parents say was kidnapped early this morning from their suburban home by a pair of armed men looking to rob the place. The men even shot the family dog to death after not getting the money and jewelry they demanded. Officers are checking cars at traffic stops. They say the girl is in extreme danger, Dave.
Devin, a missing 10-year-old boy in Michigan has been found dead. Devin Morrison went fishing along the Flat River in Belding Saturday but never returned. His body was discovered in the water. Investigators don't know how he died. They're searching for crime victims who might also be sick in Missouri.
David Mangum is charged with one count of recklessly infecting another person with HIV and multiple counts of exposing two others to the disease. One of those men now has it. Police say Mangum claims he had sexual contact with up to 300 people over the past decade, many in Missouri. So police in the city of Dexter, where Mangum is from, say they're reaching out to potential victims throughout southeast Missouri. Mangum has pleaded not guilty and is due in court on October 3rd. Jennifer Kuiper, Fox News Radio.
Jury selection starts today in Florida to put Jennifer Mee on trial for murder in the death of a man shot during a robbery to his home in 2010. You may remember Jennifer Mee. She's the girl who got national attention in 2007 for having uncontrollable hiccups, 50 a minute, until they finally just went away on their own. What happens in Vegas stays there, including a Britney Spears concert. She's the latest singer to sign a big deal to headline on the Strip. Britney Spears will play 50 shows a year for the next 2 years at Planet Hollywood, and tickets go on sale starting today. Celine Dion, Garth Brooks, and Elton John, among others, who signed long-term deals to play in Vegas. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Lindebot, good morning, my friends. September the 17th, 8:06 in the morning. Our phone line's here, 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Hop into our chat room. Bad Bob, what's the weather today?
Isolated showers, partly sunny, high near 81, and winds calm, and quite a change from yesterday. It'll be mostly clear tonight, a low around 57. Sunny, a high near 87 tomorrow, currently at Reading, 68 degrees.
Okay, thanks a lot, Bob. Hey, let's head on out to our friends at Wells Fargo, our Wells Fargo advisors, for our Market Minute. Josh Wiley, good morning, Josh.
Hey, good morning. Well, markets do remain positive this morning. The Dow's still up 44 points at 15,539. NASDAQ's up 20 at 3,738. And the S&P 500's up 6 at 1,703. Oil's down 80 cents at $105.79 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 3.85%. Gold's down $9.50 at $1,308, while silver's down 24 cents at $21.77 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning, Citigroup's up a nickel at $51.05, Tesla Motors is up 42 cents at $167, and Netflix is down $2.23 at $299.93. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Josh, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday, 7:10, 8:10, and 9:10 right here on KCNR. They know what's happening in Wall Street. Give them a call. 243-7561. Give Josh or Kathy or Susan or Steve or Chris a call at 243-7561, our Wells Fargo advisors. You know, now we told you that the Assemblyman Brian Daly was going to call in, and we just found out that that's not true. He's not going to call in because Brian Daly just walked into the studio.
He'd be in the flesh.
How you doing there, Brian?
I'm great, Carl. How are you?
Well, really glad you're here. And one of the reasons that we appreciate you is this, that you are here in our area. And frankly, we have some other representatives nobody's seen since they were elected. But you and Jim Nielsen, who won't be our senator next year, he comes down here all the time. Of course, Doug LaMalfa does. So we really appreciate that. So good morning.
Good morning.
You know what? I want to take a early quick break and then come back. So we got a lot of things to cover today. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. We'll be right back. Assemblyman Brian Daly.
Yeah, honey, my cholesterol thanks you. Hey, do you need help here with the dishes? Because the game's on it.
No. You go ahead. You know me. I live for cleaning the kitchen, especially after cooking 2 pounds of bacon.
I would have made him help.
Honey, did you say something?
No, I'm good. It's me down here. You're draining.
Okay.
I noticed you're about to dump all that bacon grease down into me, and I thought you should know that...
That I'm going crazy because my sink is talking to me?
Well, technically I'm your drain, and yeah, it's a little crazy, but drains have feelings too, you know. That's why, as tempting as it is, dumping kitchen grease down into me can clog me.
Good to know.
Yeah, one more thing. My cousin Toilet wants to remind you to quit tossing your baby wipes or dusty wipes down him. It can severely clog our sanitary sewers.
It's true. Improper disposal of household items can severely clog our sanitary sewers. If you have questions on the disposal of certain items, call 224-6068. This message has been funded by the Wastewater Division of Reading Municipal Utilities.
Cassidy's Auto Lube is a local business that's been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. For your next oil change, Cassidy's Auto Lube. They also do transmission flushes, cooling system service, and more. Where our trained service technicians are here Monday through Saturday to serve you. In Reading, you can find them on Parkview Avenue off Hartnell on the south side of the Raley's parking lot. And in Red Bluff on Antelope Boulevard next to Holiday Market. Cassidy's Auto Lube would love to add you to their growing list of happy customers. Ready for a change? Cassidy's Auto Lube for your next oil change.
If you're a mom who's worried sick about an out-of-control child or teen, the last thing you need is a radio offer or telemarketer begging for your credit card. I'm therapist Janet Lehman. As a mother, I know how serious and painful it is to live with an out-of-control child. As the co-creator of the Total Transformation Program, I know your child's behavior will get better when you use the Total Transformation, America's leading child behavior program. And because you have enough to worry about, access to the Total Transformation is now worry-free. Start enjoying your family again. When you call today, we won't ask for your credit card, but we will send you the help you need. Get worry-free child behavior help. No credit card and no upfront payment.
Call now, 1-888-886-3958. No credit card, no payment. Call 1-888-886-3958. 1-888-886-3958. Limit one per family.
Everybody calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us, 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air, 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and DeBott, Linda's on her way down to Sacramento to her parents' house, and they're downsizing, which means we're upsizing, I'm sure, when she comes back with the car filled with more stuff. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Crown Motors. Reading Crown Motors, if you're looking for a car, truck, or SUV, either new or previously owned, let your neighbors give you a great deal at Reading Crown Motors. Their service department also is outstanding. They're your local Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, Dodge, and Ford dealership. Give them a call at 223-2177 or stop by 555 Cypress Avenue. Thanks a lot to Crown Motors for their support of KCNR. Our guest, Assemblyman Brian Daly. And first of all, Brian, there's so much craziness going on in Sacramento. I never miss a chance to talk about it. You know, about, you know, when I was talking about, here was the governor's getting ready to release the felons, and he decided to keep them, and I said, good. I mean, I guess he's keeping the Senate back. He's keeping the Senate in session. But every so often, something great comes out, and you had a bill that was just outstanding. You just got it passed with huge bipartisanship. Tell us about tell us about your fire control bill.
Well,
even though it's not maybe called that, but that's
it's a pilot project. What happened was there was a bill earlier in the year, AB 350, that was authored by Wieckowski and Bigelow, that was to do basically what my bill did, but statewide. And it got parked in Natural Resources in the Assembly, and they wanted to investigate and do hearings on it, and so it wasn't going to move. And then we had the Rim Fire up in the Sierras, which is the water source for San Francisco.
Oh.
So,
got a little attention probably?
Well,
that's right. It burnt down. Oh, there was a worry about that taking out their water.
So as that fire was burning, you know, I've always been a big proponent of doing good forest management. And, so I've been working, quite a bit down there with, across the aisle, making, building relationships.
Which is what you said you were going to do.
I said I was going to do that. And I said also that, you know, I was going to educate. So I had nine members. If you recall, the last time I was here, I talked about having members, members come to our, up here. So we did a forest tour up in Siskiyou, and we also did a tour up in Nevada County where we had legislators out and we talked about forest thinning. We talked about watersheds, a host of different things in our region. And in fact, this week I have members coming up to Fall River, going to be fly fishing up there, and I'm going to show them the watershed up there. So my goal is to get every single member in the assembly to my district. Likewise, I told them I would come to their district. So
you told me before, you said you've got some people that are in the assembly have never been north of Sacramento.
Yeah.
How can you do that?
Assemblymember Gomez, when we were coming up for the Siskiyou, had never been past the airport in Sacramento.
How do you do that?
I don't know. I've been all over this state.
Where's he from?
You know, I don't know what district he's in, but I know it's in the LA area.
Okay.
With that being said, the fires are burning and we had an opportunity. So Republicans never do what we call a gutting them in. In fact, we always throw our arms up and say this is the wrong thing to do and we shouldn't do it. But there was a bill which was the author was Gordon, Rich Gordon from – he has Silicon Valley, who was parked in the Senate side. So I asked him if I could use his bill, which basically we took all the information out of it and put in what we – wanted to do so we could move it out of the Senate. So he said, sure, I'd be happy to co-author it with you. So, and this has all happened in the last week of session. So we had,
yeah, it was quick.
So we had, we took the Sierra Nevada Conservancy boundary, which is already a boundary that takes in most all the forest in the Sierras, and we added Siskiyou, Modoc, and we added Trinity County to that. So we have it takes in most of Shasta already.
Right.
The boundary. So basically what we did was we said that we were going to – LaMoffa ran a bill in 2002 that allowed us to cut up to 18-inch diameter trees on private land without doing a timber harvest study. Okay. Right. Wouldn't have paying for it. It was an exemption. But that – it only in that time frame, we'd only been able to – only 8,000 acres had been utilized. So out of the 500,000 acres, 500,000 acres in the state of California that's privately owned, timberlands – only 8,000 acres of it had been utilized. So we know that if you increase the diameter, we can get more people will take advantage of it. So we were able to increase the diameter from 18 to 24 inches. So the exemption is going to be just for that region. And we were able to get – so the Sierra Club full court press opposed my bill.
Well, that's got to be a good bill then.
And so the crazy thing about it was – that we got, I think it was 76. We had 74 that night with one no vote against it. It was the third to the last bill heard in session. It was 11:45 at night. And I couldn't believe it. And then,
did you think maybe some of them hadn't read it?
Well, because of the bipartisanship nature. And then I've been talking about good forestry and getting these guys out on the ground, and I've been meeting with environmental groups. Of course, you know, the Sierra Club has a position of not cutting any trees, so they're going to oppose that. So we did there was three bills that actually the Sierra Club full court pressed on, and all three of them got out. So there was a bill for the Tahoe region, which is my district, mm-hmm. Lake Tahoe, and then we have a compact with the state of Nevada. That bill got out with opposed from the Sierra Club, mm-hmm. with bipartisanship, almost unanimous. I think it was unanimous actually, except for maybe one vote. And then we had the fracking bill. There was a bill on the fracking that the Sierra Club opposed, and it got out. And I was one of three Republicans that voted for that bill, because I'm very much concerned that we don't know what they're putting in the ground when they do their fracking. We know that they use high pressure and they use forms of acid and chemicals, but we don't know what it is. So I think we should know what we're putting in the ground, because what I'm concerned about is that if they contaminate the groundwater in the valley through, you know, extracting oil, they're going to be coming north for our water, which they continuously do all the time. We already have nitrates problems in the water down
there.
Let's
go back to that one. But your bill,
uh-huh.
This one here, it's not just cutting down trees that of the 24 inches in diameter. It was all the underbrush. Wasn't that part of it, too?
That
to me is like...
up to 24 inches.
Right.
So the goal is to open the canopy up, allow us to get away from crown fires, get the fire back down on the floor where it belongs, and be able to get firefighters in there to be able to fight the fire. So it's the same thing as I look at it like a farmer. Look, it's just weeding the field. That's all we're doing. We're just weeding out the understory so that we don't have crown fires. And, you know, I explained – this is, I think, one of the reasons why we got such a great vote count is because I explained to them, look, we've fought fire for 60 years. We've stopped the natural process of fire, which is by putting them out. And the fire naturally weeded, you know, was weeding the forest and thinning it. And so this would get the forest back in a position where it can actually sustain fire.
Well, we've had fire experts on here, and that we've talked about this, that you can no longer even fight the fires like you used to, because all the undergrowth that causes it to get so hot, which then causes the trees to crown, and just moves at such incredible speeds. And anybody with any sense at all knows that you have to clear out that underbrush, and which is why Yellowstone is on a continuous burn cycle, because they think it's out, but it's just moving along the root trails there. So this is a great bill.
It's a
huge bill. And it's a 3-year project to show what this can do, especially up here. We're the ones that are burning. LA doesn't burn unless they set their places on fire. It was a great bill.
It was a huge, huge success for my first year. I'm surprised it even was able to happen. But, you know, sometimes the stars line up. And thank God I was able to get those members out and work across the aisle with them. And I think that was the key to making this bill come through. And it's a job creator, too. It's a huge job creator.
If they let us take out all this undergrowth, because that leads also into the biomass, which is – you know, which makes electricity. So, you know, yeah, that works too. Anyway, we'll be right back with after these messages with Assemblyman Brian Daly.
If you're looking for a new home, North Valley Bank wants you to know that we're here to make your home buying process a simple one. We've got a variety of mortgage products to help you. In addition to conventional loans, we have qualified programs available that may allow up to 100% financing. We offer VA, FHA, USDA, and Home Path mortgage loans, and even programs for special properties that might not qualify for traditional financing. And now through September 30th, we're waiving the credit report fee on all pre-qualified home loan applications. To learn more, call or stop by your local North Valley branch or home loan center today. Or visit us online at novb.com. We have lots of ways to simplify your home buying process. So make us your first choice when buying that new home. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
For 16 years, Red Bluff has been ground zero for the biggest and best monster truck event of the region. And this October 4th, 5th, and 6th is no different. As Budweiser, Pepsi, Napa Auto Parts, Taco Bell, and Les Schwab Tires at the Crowley Motors 16th Annual West Coast Monster Truck National. The Patriot, Wrong Way Red, King Crunch, M2D Thunder, Captain USA, and more will all come to take on Bigfoot once again. Also, those crazy quad warriors are back. Local tough trucks will be competing for $3,000 in cash in the Hill Enterprises Tough Truck Challenge. Friday night, all kids 12 and under get a free toy monster truck thanks to Lassen Medical. So get your discount tickets now at Napa Auto Parts Store, Bud's Jolly Co., Carmona's Appliances, Hall Brooks Clearance Center. Charge by phone by calling the chamber office at 527-6220 or go online to rbmonsters.com. October 4th, 5th, and 6th, it's the Crowley Motors West Coast Monster Truck National. Go to rbmonsters.com.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio, there's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite and Things.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard, Estate Granite and Things, or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, Carl and DeBott. It is 68 degrees out there. 8:24 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Hey, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Service and quality you can count on. I can't say enough about them. Alliance Heating and Air. It's cooling off, but then it's going to get cold. You know, you're getting your one day of fall here pretty soon. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out homecomfort.org. Martin and our friends at Alliance Heating and Air. Assemblyman Brian Daly is with us today. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning.
Now, let's go back to fracking just for a second here, because the fracking bill that you are is you're not opposed to fracking.
No. So here's the thing is that we've been fracking in California for in the United States for 60 years, and I'm not opposed to fracking. I think it's a good technology. It's been expanded. They're doing it in a different way now. They're doing, you know, they're laterally going out a long ways away from the wells. But what I am concerned about is that they are adding chemicals to the fracking process, which is something that's new. And or we don't know, actually. That's the problem is that we don't know what they're putting down there. And so for me, you know, I'm a farmer. I don't want to hurt the resources any. I consider myself the original environmentalist. If I have to let the public know what I'm putting on my fields as far as a chemical goes, yeah, which I do.
Which you do.
Right. So I have to, so 240, I'm going to give an example, something you can buy at Walmart to kill weeds in your lawn. I have to let the public know when I put that on my field and how much I put on there. And even though it's something I can buy right off the shelf.
And because people need to know what's going in their food.
Right. So I feel the same way about the fracking process for the oil is that, look, nobody can see into the ground and tell me where the aquifers are. And, you know, California has lots of faults, and we have, you know, places where water can move. And we've, quite frankly, we've contaminated the water in the valley down already. We have nitrates in some areas from, it's basically from farming and from, you know, dairies and that type of stuff. So I want to just make sure that what we're putting in the ground is safe. And we should know that. I think that the public should have an opportunity to comment on that. So I did vote for that bill because I'm concerned that if the water does get contaminated down there, that they're going to be coming north for our fresh water, and I'm to protect, you know, the North State and our water, because water is life. And if we abuse that, we're in trouble. So I voted for that bill. I was, I think, one of three Republicans. It had plenty of votes. They didn't need our votes, but
it made sense.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Okay. And I just wanted everybody to understand that, you know, that not to leave them with the impression that you were anti-fracking it's just that it should be done with what we need to know is what they're putting in the
absolutely.
Ground.
Absolutely. And I think we should, you know, in America, we should drill, use our resources here, not buy foreign oil.
Tell me about it. We're sitting on an ocean of oil here, and we've got the highest gas prices in the nation practically right here. Okay. Gun bills. There's just so many bad ones out there. Do you get a feeling that the governor may actually not sign a couple of these?
I pray every day that he doesn't sign the majority of them. I think he will sign quite a few of them. I mean, quite frankly, you know, there's a movement. There's a movement to attack our Second Amendment. I'm not saying that the governor is going to do that, but it would surely be great if he sent a message out that some of these are just redundant and, you know, make law-abiding citizens have to jump through more hoops. The criminals are going to have whatever they want to have.
That's what we talked about this morning, is that criminals don't care. That's why they're criminals.
Right.
But outlawing semi-automatic rifles, which a lot of some people don't realize, these are used for hunting, and I've got a semi-automatic rifle that's passed down to me. It's got a detachable magazine. I wanted to hand to my son-in-law. They just made it illegal for me to do that.
If the governor signs it.
Right.
So at the end of the day, I mean, look, California thinks they're leading, but all it's doing is driving people away from our state. It's a slow attack on the Second Amendment. And, you know, I opposed all these bills. I don't think there was one that I voted for. We did kill a few. We were able to prevent four or five. The one large capacity.
Yeah, saw that.
That was huge were able to stop that
one. Take away your personal property you've had for years.
Right.
And just tell you to destroy.
And in my case, that would have affected me personally.
Well, so. It affects a lot of people out here. Yeah.
So anyway, at the end of the day, we need to call the governor. This is the last stand you have as a person who wants to stand up for the Constitution, and I'll give you the number for that. It's to call the governor and oppose all these him signing the gun bills. The number is 916-445-2841. Again, 916-445-2841.
We'll put that out on our Facebook page and this too, because people were calling in all day yesterday with this, you know, wanting to know what this number was. So 916-445-2841. Tell the governor you are against him signing any of these gun bills, and that it takes away our rights as citizens here in the state of California. I mean, they have gone so far beyond outlawing lead bullets. Well, then what do you use? You use bullets then that are considered jacketed, which then go, which are considered dangerous bullets to police.
Go figure. And on top of that, the economic burden that it's going to place on the folks of California, along with the fact that, you know, there is really not good evidence. The areas where the condor's at are already off limits for using lead ammunition. And, you know, it's a practical good source, and it works best. There's nothing else that really works.
How many hundreds of thousands of squirrels do you have out on your property?
That's about right. Hundreds of thousands.
And so, I mean, it is. It's hundreds of thousands. And, you know, people come out there and shoot and shoot and shoot. And, I mean, it's one way of trying to control, you know, pestilence that's out there.
But, you know, they've taken away all the other things. We used to be able to use, poisons to poison the squirrels. And now, I mean, we're down to basically having to, you know, take them out by shooting.
Yeah. You there and give them a written invitation to leave the area, right, which doesn't work. Hey, we're going to have to take a break for the news. When we come back, Assemblyman Brian Daly, let's get into the economy. And I know you've got a number of job killing bills that you've been fighting. I mean, and that's what they're called, job killers. I want to talk about that and talk about, you know, some of the other things that are going on. Assemblyman Brian Daly is our guest today. We'll be right back after the news.
News Radio. I'm Lillian Wu. Officials say the former Navy reservist who killed 12 people at a Navy yard yesterday in D.C. was an IT employee with a defense contractor who used a valid pass to get into the installation.
We're learning the 34-year-old may also have been suffering mental disorders. The Associated Press told by sources Aaron Alexis was treated for paranoia and was hearing voices. Still, the FBI and local police are not yet sure of a motive. Why Alexis entered Building 197 a little after 8 in the morning and opened fire on an atrium?
Fox Radio's Jared Halpern in Colorado. It stopped raining, but floodwaters making it tough for rescuers looking for hundreds who are still unaccounted for. State officials say flash floods have left as many as 8 dead. And a Congressional Budget Office report says government spending on health care and Social Security will double relative to the size of the economy in coming decades unless Washington finds a way to restrain their growth. Fox News. We report. You decide.
It's going to be a damn good celebration, and you're all invited. 75 years ago, thousands of hard-working men and women traveled to Shasta County to be a part of building the second largest dam in the country. Join us as we honor and celebrate these dam builders and their families who forever changed California and the way we live today. They came to build a dam and stayed to build a community. You won't want to miss the fun September 14th through the 21st as the whole community comes together to commemorate Shasta Dam's 75 years. The week-long party will include a fun run up the dam, night tours with a special film showing in the auditorium, the Shasta Lakes Lion Club Show and Shine, monolith tours at the Turtle Bay Exploration Park, a human number 75 on the dam aerial photo will be taken, barbecues with live music, the dam workers reunion luncheon, and so much more. There is something for the whole family. You will want to get all the details at our website, ShastaDam75.org, or give us a call at 276-2037. Happy anniversary, Shasta Dam.
Experience history. Reading Rancheria Stillwater Powwow 2013, October 4th through 6th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Experience dancers, drummers, and the history of our land. Proudly sponsored by Reading Rancheria and Moon River Resort and Casino. Reading Rancheria Stillwater Powwow 2013, October 4th through 6th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. For more information, call 225-8979.
Experience Lake Shasta like never before with a houseboat from Holiday Harbor. A houseboat is a fun and affordable way to relax with family and friends. Holiday Harbor has something for everyone, from personal watercraft to paddle boards, ski boats to towables, and so much more. Already have a boat? Bring it out and leave it in one of the Holiday Harbor slips. Food, supplies, or a little marine repair? Holiday Harbor has it. Staycation on the lake with Holiday Harbor. Holiday Harbor Resort and Marina, 238-2383 or lakeshasta.com.
Hey, football fans, Nate Abarea here. It's that time of the year. The helmets are strapped, the lights are on, and high school football is back on your radio. We'll be bringing you local gridiron action all season long with live game broadcasts from all around the North State. It's Friday Night Football right here on KCNR 1460, the pulse of Shasta County and Redding's new home for high school football.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have we. Through the decades, we have served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism we would expect for our own families. When you need to get to or from the airport to the train station, perhaps, we're there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234, and we'll be there for you.
What's the matter with the clothes? Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Hey, it's your talk radio for the North State. We're not corporate, we're yours. 530-605-4567. KCNR1460.com is our chat room. 68 degrees out there today. It's going to be like 81. It's going to be overcast, maybe even a chance for rain today in our weather. 8:35 in the morning. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue, DC Tim and the Man in Black. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for veterans, discounts for seniors. Man's Last Stronghold. Great place to get your hair cut and just have a great conversation down there. Cypress Square Barbershop. Our guest, Assemblyman Brian Daly. And we talked about, the big bill about getting, you know, hopefully finding a way, a project to kind of lessen the fires around here if we get everybody to start logging again without having to go through leaping through their grommets here to get all the permits. We talked about the gun bills and that we've given these numbers out and we will continue to give the number out to call the governor and tell him don't vote on these crazed bills. And then now we were talking about, and we talked about the fracking. We want to talk about, you've got a whole list of things here, but you call them job killers.
So the California Chamber of Commerce puts out, a list of job killers. There's 37 bills that we actually killed. They didn't get out of the assembly. So that is a positive thing. That the Chamber of Commerce is doing a good job and the members are doing a good job of stopping a lot of bad bills. And so we were able to stop 37 of the job killer bills that are ranked job killer bills from the California Chamber. There was only one bill that got through that, which was AB 10 Alejo, which will raise the minimum wage up to $10 an hour over the next 2 years. And that was one that, I'm a business owner and I have employees. I pay more than minimum wage. But we start them at minimum wage. And then if they prove out to be somebody who wants to stay with us and work hard and we think, well, is a good fit, then we obviously move them up. And I think most businesses are that way, except for some of the, I know the restaurant industry and those folks. So you're getting hit with, Obamacare.
Yeah.
Trying to deal with Obamacare.
And nobody knows exactly what that's going to do to everybody.
Nobody can figure that out. On top of the fact now that you're going to have to pay somebody, $10 an hour. And I agree that people need to make a decent wage. But at the same time, that cost gets passed on to the consumers. And I went on this was kind of interesting. I've been doing a lot of ag tours in the state. I'm trying to define myself as, since I'm the only farmer in the assembly, as the go-to ag person in the state for the whole state in the assembly. And so I've been doing a lot of ag tours. I met with a guy that raises grapes for wine. And they need 6 hours a day. They pay $150 a day. So that's $25 an hour.
Right.
There's 30% unemployment in his area and he can't get workers. You know why? Because it requires you to actually work. So tell me that we need to up the rate on the business owners and when we have unemployment, there's a disconnect here. If it's easier to be on assistance than it is to go to work, then there's no incentive for you to go to work. So I think there needs to be a balance in there that we actually have, weed off some of these people who are just using the system. I mean, I don't have no problem with a hand up, but a handout forever is, we need to be able to
have some control over this.
Yes.
Right now, if it was an article in the paper the other day we talked about was people that are on these programs can literally make they make more than secretaries starting off in 37 states and more than teachers in 12 states. When you add up the amount, you know, of WIC and all the other things that they, you know, people can get. So what we're doing is making it harder for them to try and find a job that maybe starts at less money than they're making now. And just what you're saying here is if we've got, we can't hire people at $26 an hour. Right. There's something wrong here.
No, it's hard work.
Yeah, it is hard work. But there, you know what? But it doesn't kill you.
And that's an incentive, you know, to do good immigration because we have, because of that, people from other countries would be more than happy to work those hard hours and receive that decent wage. So anyway, what I was trying to make the point of is you're going to push up the minimum wage. It's going to drive up the cost. Employers are getting hit with all kinds of regulations. Obamacare, now increase in wages. So it's going to make it very difficult. And all that gets passed on the consumer at the end of the day.
Of course it does.
And it also makes California less competitive for a place to attract businesses.
Less business. It's already at the bottom for the CEOs. You know, it's the worst place to start a business here. So we're just, let's just, what's going to happen? Eventually, aren't we going to kind of be like, run out of people and money?
Well, as I always say, you know, it's a pretty poor business plan when the people who pay the bill, which is the private industry jobs, if you're running them out, your business model is not going to work very long because if there's nobody to pay the bill, it doesn't matter. 100% of nothing is nothing.
Would Margaret Thatcher say, socialism's great until the money runs out.
Exactly.
So, okay. Let's take a quick break and we'll come back with, I know you've got several others here we need to talk about. Assemblyman Brian Daly is our guest.
An insurance adjuster called me. Don, we have a car that was in a front-end collision and repaired. Three times now, a steering bushing has failed. No one can fix the problem. We will have to buy the car if you can't fix it. The bushing in question was made of rubber. It was stretched out of alignment about 1/2 inch, causing it to wear extremely fast. We have three different laser beam systems for collision repair. I selected the one I call our detective laser. The laser beam led me to an area that was 1/2 inch too short, but there was no evidence of damage. I suspected someone had hidden the damage by covering it with thick undercoating. With a pocket knife, I peeled the undercoating away and discovered a deep buckle. As I stretched the vehicle's frame on our Megaliner frame machine, the largest and most powerful machine in Northern California, I could see the bushing relax and the buckle disappear. I knew there would be no further problems. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and DeBott. 68 degrees out there. Our guest is Assemblyman Brian Daly, and we're talking about a number of things here, but let's go back for a second. I misspoke when I said call the governor. That wasn't a misquote. You do call the governor at 916-445-2841 and tell him to veto these bills. It's not just enough not to sign them. They'll just go into become the law. So he needs to veto these bills. Tell him you're against them. Tell him to veto these bills on taking away your gun ownership. And we just talked about some of them didn't make it out, thank goodness.
Yeah, there was like five bills that didn't make it out. The tax on ammunition didn't make it out. AB 47, which was assault weapons registration, didn't make it out. SB 108, mandatory lock storage of firearms, didn't make it out. SB 293, bans conventional handguns, that didn't make it out. and SB 396 magazine capacity did not make it out. Those all were stalled out.
Okay.
Now, those built, we'll probably see them
again
first of the year.
Okay. All right. So
I wanted to say something. I know one of the folks who blogged in here asked a question about why don't I stand up and speak on every single gun bill. So how we try to coordinate it as the Republican folks is we try to take turns. Now, except for Tim Donnelly, who's running for governor, he sits right behind me. He speaks on every single bill. And the speaker, when they're calling out the names, he actually, this was kind of quite funny. He said Dally instead of Donnelly. So I actually got to go before him because they usually call on him first, get him out of the way, and then, because he speaks on all the bills. And he does a great, great job.
He was up here, I think he was up here last night.
Yeah, he sits right behind me. We have a lot of fun. I did speak on quite a few of the gun bills. But we try to spread it around so that, that each member gets an opportunity to speak. But Donnelly, he speaks on every single one of them. He's running for governor, and he does a great job. I got to tell you, some of the stuff that he comes up with is outstanding.
We'll have to have him on the show.
Have
an hour with Donnelly there. Okay. Somebody just said, welcome to the governor of Northern California. That went off. Hey, by the way, that little, your Facebook or whatever that was sent out.
We did a press release. My phone was ringing off the hook, and, folks were asking me about Siskiyou County and their vote, and I said, if they're successful, I'll be the first guy to sign up to run for governor. And that got a lot of traction. Actually, it daylighted out a little bit.
Well, what do you think of this? I mean, we've had people poo-pooing it, and actually the, editorial was really against it the first time. But the second time, in the record search lady said, but there's a reason why the people are doing this.
I was on the Board of Supervisors for 16 years up there in Lassen, and there was, before I came on, there was the State of Jefferson, which, what was it, can't remember the assembly member that pushed for it now.
Statham?
Stan Statham, right.
Yeah, who's still leading the fight.
But at the end of the day, it's a tough road to get down. But with that being said, it does bring some, we're tired of the one-size-fits-all government that California seems to be passing, and that's the point. The point of it is it brings attention to the issues of water, like I'm talking about earlier.
Yes.
And guns, and the one-size-fits-all. Look, what works in San Francisco doesn't work here, and what works here won't work there. So we need to have some common sense legislation that looks at the areas where we're at. And if you want to, regulate yourself in San Francisco, go for it. But don't regulate us up here in the north. And that's really the point of that, I think.
Well, how do you do that, though? I mean, Brian, we're talking, up here a liberal Democrat owns four guns. All right.
Right.
So,
yeah.
And he hunts and he shoots. How do you regulate that? So, okay, I understand in L.A., if you're down here, if you want to regulate this, like on the beach when they were doing the wells, how you had to pay so much wells had to be licensed and inspected. Because you're down close to the beach up here, it's totally different. And they stopped that.
It's very
simple. How do you divide it out throughout the state?
It's the same thing we just did with the SB 744 as we did. That's a pilot project bill for 3 years. Hopefully we'll prove that it works and we'll extend it statewide. Excuse me. But you can carve out areas. I mean, if they're concerned about the California condor eating lead, then ban lead where they're at. And
Which they have.
So that's the problem with the legislator is that, they do everything so wide. There's a lot of things that we could do. I mean, we have a great, ability, like the septic tanks law. There was a septic,
right.
AB 885 was a bill that made you do all kinds of things for testing. It worked great for the coast. That's what it was meant for.
That's what it was
meant
for.
But it doesn't work here. So we've been able to, through a heck of a lot of work, carve that out and put it back to the coast issue and leave us folks alone out in the woods. But we could do that. We can do areas of the state where we could use lead. We can hunt. We can,
We can have, semi-automatic weapons. We don't, we can do these things because we don't have a problem up here. I mean, when's the last time somebody used the assault rifle in a holdup? I mean, I think when you get down to it and people getting killed, if you're worried about that, outlaw hammers. But if they could do that, if you could do that, is carve out an area, fine. You want to do that in L.A., fine, but don't touch us up here.
Look, we have a problem with educating the masses, and people are not tuned in to what's happening in America. The safest nation in the world is Switzerland. Every single person owns a firearm there and is mandatory to use it and know how to use it. That's what they use to, defend their country. So But that's proof right there that if we have to educate, we have to teach people, you know, the dangers of them and make sure that they understand what they're using, and then there's no problem. But until we do that, we're going to be fighting a battle of this thing.
But going back to the state of Jefferson, and you wanting to run for governor for that, which is, you know, I think is a great idea, Brian, frankly. The idea of this happening it doesn't mean that it's impossible, but it is difficult. But again, the thing that I saw and what you said is it draws attention so much to the differences up here than down there. And your idea of being able to, cordon off or make okay, what about this area up here can be exempt from this or has, is that?
Perfect example.
The fire law is good.
Well, like the fire law is good, but the AB 32 is another one. We have some of the cleanest air in the United States right here in this area, but we're being regulated by the air quality standards in Fresno. So we should say, look, if your vehicle's licensed here, you don't have to be taxed those taxes that they're taxed there because, hey, look, go to Fresno. I want clean air just as bad as those folks do, and they're breathing bad air. And I get why they're frustrated and want to see something happen. But their law extends statewide and impacts the businesses up here that don't have those same issues. So we can carve out and do something. That's going to be my goal as far as, a member is try to bring some common sense to the legislature, just like we did with 744.
One size doesn't fit all.
No.
And when you try to do that, it's not going to work. We're going to take a quick break. Assemblyman Brian Daly is bringing common sense to the fight. I'm not sure. How much common sense? Do you have like barrels of it that you can take down and have them drink out of? Can you have them drink from the barrel of common sense in the assembly, Ryan?
I will.
Okay, we'll be right back.
Do you know your enemy, Miss Moneypenny?
My enemy, James.
The specter of enemies lurking in your home. They're everywhere, hiding and crawling. You need the bond of protection from RSS.
You mean the Royal Secret Service?
No, Reading Spray Service at 221-3007. They've got the license to kill.
License to kill?
To protect your family from disease-carrying insects, call 221-3007.
The specter of enemies?
Fleas, ticks, cockroaches, spiders, barrier treatment for your home. RSS Reading Spray Service, the bond of protection at 221-3007.
How do I get in touch with these special spraying agents?
You haven't been listening. It's 221-3007.
Got bugs? When I'm gone, call Reading Spray Service today. 221-3007.
And the chemicals?
Stirred, not shaken, of course.
Everybody calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring, we've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us, 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air, 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Hi, this is Jeff Granberry from Reading Electric Utility. REU strives to offer a variety of assistance programs to our eligible customers. Are you aware of the many programs that REU offers to help our lower-income customers? Programs such as REU's Lifeline Rate Discount Program, which helps income-qualified seniors or households with a disabled family member living in the home. Also, REU's new Lifeline Plus Program for extremely low-income customers who qualify for assistance. Or the CARES program, which provides a one-time emergency financial assistance to help income-qualified REU customers. Another valuable program funded through customer donations is the REU Share program, or simply helping another receive energy. This program is designed to assist fixed-income seniors pay their energy bills. Please contact REU to see if you or a family member qualifies for any of our assistance programs. For more information, call REU at 339-7200 or visit us at reupower.com. Reading Electric Utility. REU. We're here for you.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to 1 to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to 1 on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Well, I won't.
back down. No, I won't back down.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott here. She's on her way to Sacramento. Be back soon. Shasta Gas Propane brings us part of the show. Reliability, senior and veterans discounts, locally owned, family operated. Shasta Gas Propane, good people out there. 530-365-3793. Thank you for your support of KCNR. Tomorrow, Sheriff Tom Basinkel is going to be on, and we're going to talk to him about this new medium security facility and just all types of great things that Tom's always good to get on with. But Assemblyman Brian Daly is with us here for our last 5 or 6 minutes. What else do you have here, Brian? I mean, you've got like all these things that we could talk here probably for 2 days. But
yeah,
we've hit some big ones here.
I'd like to just cap it off with saying, you know, look, first of all, I love Northern California. It's where I'm from, and I can want to continue to, represent the people. I'm going to try to do, the things I said I was going to do, which was reach out, build relationships, try to educate people on our way of life up here in the North, bring them to the district, let them understand what kind of people we have, what we do for a living here, the things that we love about our Constitution that we like to stand up for. And quite frankly, try to find those every once in a while. The thread the needle, I call it, was like with AB 744. The timing was right. We had the fires. I had built some relationships. I got a Democrat from Silicon Valley to co-author my legislation with me to get it through. And then, the ninth hour, 10th hour, 11th hour, finally 11:45, our bill came up. It was the third to the last bill. And we were able to get unanimous support with the Sierra Club opposing our bill, except for one no vote. That says something, I think, as a freshman in the first year. So I'm going to continue to build those relationships and echo the things that is priorities to the North State. And hopefully after time, and when I actually do get them all to my district eventually, and I get to theirs, I've told them I would come to theirs and understand their issues, and I've been doing that. I think we're going to, we have opportunities. Now, yes, am I frustrated? Absolutely. There's a lot of frustration, but I know that, one man can make a difference. And, I'm spending time away from my beautiful wife and my family to do the right thing for the North State. I will continue to do that. I love this place. I love the people here. I have the most beautiful district in the state of California and the most beautiful people. I'll have to tell you that.
Well, I tell you what, when we had our choice whether to stay here or not, and, we thought about it because we had jobs in other locations in the world, and this is a great place. People are just like you said, the people are great. How can you – last night on Whiskey Town doing a kayak tour in the moonlight. I mean, come on.
That's
great. You don't do that in other places, and it's great.
I think the other thing too, Carl, that makes my job maybe a little bit different from a lot of legislators is that I do have a business at home that if they decide to, send me home, I have a great place to go. So I feel that I'm not bound to any lobbyist or any group. I can do what I need that I feel is good for the people and not feel like I'm having to, sell out or I always just wanted to be a farmer. That's really all I want to do. But to try to farm in this state with a legislator and the lawmakers doing what they do caused me to run for office. So I feel fortunate in the fact that, I can represent freely and do what's right for the people without feeling, that I have to, give any compromise in any way. My morals and the things that I care about.
That's great. And you're going to be planting next week or planting?
Yeah,
what is it next week?
We're going to start putting our fall crops in. And so I've got a window of about 2 weeks. I'm actually going to take my sons and go deer hunting, which is something that we haven't had an opportunity to do for the last couple of years. So I'm really excited about that. Actually blocked out my schedule just for that. I'm going to go over to Jones Fort today and get some ammo. So on my way home. So for my sons. So anyway, it's going to be great.
Well, I tell you what, it's a pleasure having you here. I mean, we've got this arranged so once a month you can try and catch up, but we can do so much more when you're in the area and you can just stop by and I appreciate it. Like I said, it was a surprise to me, when I was talking to your people yesterday, they said, oh yeah, this. So we've got like 2 minutes left. And, when I saw you 6 months ago or so after you'd been started working in there, You had a different look on your face, frankly, than you do now. Then I was a little concerned about you because here you were in that reaching out, I want to work this, and,
right.
and you just looked at me, and I said, so how's it going?
Yeah. Well, like I said.
Even the people around you, your staff are like, they had the same look on their face. It's like, oh my gosh, we've just stepped into an insane asylum.
Well, like I said, it takes a little while to, you know, figure out how you're going to,
yeah.
You can't eat a beast in one bite.
You can't eat it at one time.
Yeah. You got to do it one bite at a time. And so we're figuring that out. We're figuring the places we can head, and then we'll continue to do that. And I think we'll be successful.
I think it's working.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now you look a lot, you look like more relaxed now than you were, but I tell you what a huge, you know, undertaking going up there at that level. Even being a supervisor doesn't quite prepare you for all that.
That's right.
Okay. Well, thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot,
Brian, for coming in. And, good luck on your deer hunting. I think a lot of us are going to be out there, wandering through the woods, trying to, collect our free of nitrates.
Might be the last year I'm able to use a lead ammunition to take down my.
Oh, you know what? Okay. Thank you for saying that. One last call here. Remember the call the governor at 916-445-2841. 916-445-2841. Call Governor Brown and tell him to veto all of the gun bills. Just don't try and pick one out. Veto all of them. And we'll put this up on Facebook, too. Anyway, have a great day, my friends. Join us tomorrow again, Sheriff Tom Basinko. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Won't be turned around. And I'll keep this world from dragging.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional. Treating people well.
News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. The U.S. Navy Secretary ordering security reviews for all Navy and Marine installations after yesterday's shooting rampage at the Washington Navy Yard. Meantime, we're learning the Navy veteran turned mass murderer who killed 12 people had only been in D.C. since last week to start his new job as a contractor. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson is more live in Washington.
And Aaron Alexis got into the Navy Yard with a CAC, short for Common Access Card. But senior military officials tell Fox News it was a different story at the higher security Building 197. Officials say Alexis likely shot his way in, then taking a pistol from the security guard he shot. Also, we're hearing that Alexis is now being described as suffering severe mental illness with paranoia and voices in his head.
Thanks, Rich. For now, the investigation continues. No matter what you call it, a new poll finds many Americans are worried about Obamacare. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowitz live at the White House.
Our new Fox poll shows 68%.